The situation in Iraq and the domestic economy are the top issues raised by the Democrats hoping to replace President Bush next year. But any presidential hopeful must take care when using the news as a campaign weapon. First, there's the danger of appearing to exploit the tragedy of American deaths in Iraq. And then there's the economy, which actually seems to be improving. Joining us to talk about how the Democrats are reacting to these developments is Slate's Will Salatan. Hi, Will.
Hi.
Well, let's start with Iraq. We have the news of the worst attack on U.S. troops yet. 16 soldiers were killed. How does a candidate use that news to gain advantage without seeming ghoulish?
The trick that the Democrats have to do here is to express sorrow, first of all, because that's the first thing any candidate, any politician is expected to do in this situation. And then to focus, to the extent they're going to criticize the president, they have to focus on the lack of an effective plan and not on the general concept of whether we ought to be in Iraq or not. That is, if any Democrats appear to be questioning whether we should pull out of Iraq, as a few have, they tend to be viewed as unpatriotic in some way or as undermining American morale. So that's the fine line they have to walk.
And how are they reacting to the news, the latest news from Iraq?
The presumed frontrunner, the former governor of Vermont, Howard Dean, has been trying so hard not to look like a lefty and to look like he's strong on defense that he didn't even criticize the administration over this tragedy. He basically expressed sympathy for the troops, and he said, we must bring to justice the whoever killed these guys. But he didn't even go after the president. Somebody who did was Wesley Clark, the retired general, who, of course, has very strong credentials on national security, and so is at more liberty to criticize the administration. And he did, but he was very careful to use words like, we don't have a strategy, an effective strategy, we don't have an effective plan, not to question American resolve, but to question the strategy of the administration.
Okay, let's go to the economy. We learned last week that it grew in the third quarter at the fastest pace in decades, yet there was no job growth. But if we assume the economy will improve over the next year, doesn't that rob the Democrats of one of their key issues?
Yeah, it does. And the Democrats are trying to find ways around this. The thing about the economy is it's not one thing. It's a whole bunch of things. Different people experience the economy in different ways. You may be out of a job. The value of your 401k may be